It spins fully charged, recharged.
Izzy Cross and Bittersweet Goodbye. You're with Emma, Dave and Aisling on Spin, 8:37 now.
Izzy Cross, he is, because it's the girly quiz. Get it? Because Izzy Cross.
Just roll the tape.
It's the girly quiz. Makeup, nails and hair. How will Dave do? Will he need you?
Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
Must have been a good night, Dave. You're in bits.
This is not my day.
This is going to be interesting.
Yeah.
This is the girly quiz where Emma and I and the ladies of Dublin test Dave on all things girly. He has to get three questions right in order to win the week, but he does have two lifelines.
He does indeed. One is his phone a female, and it is Chloe who's on this morning. Morning, Chloe.
Good morning, Chloe.
Morning.
Thank you very much for helping me out. You don't get the prize if you hang up, though, so remember that.
I don't think
and
she
my
will.
Fingers off the hang up.
Thank you.
Listen, we'll talk to you in a sec again, Chloe. Thank you very much. And just for coming on, you've won yourself a gorgeous Sculpted by Amy product bundle because the Girly Quiz is with Sculpted by Amy. You can meet with the Sculpted by Amy expert makeup artist and find your perfect shade at our flagship store on Graff.
Might not even have to go to Chloe, to be honest. I might just know all the questions.
Yeah, it's not
that just
happen.
Never happens. You also have another lifeline, which you're probably going to use as well, called the Simplify, which is like a 50-50, okay? Mm. So you just have to get one question right, essentially, on your own to win. And just to say as well that with the girly quiz, we kind of, it's an access all areas type of quiz. We talk about all aspects of being a woman, and if there are little ears in the car, you might want to hover the hand over the volume if it's something that you haven't discussed with them previously.
Absolutely, with the schools back, etc. That's our little PSA.
That's our little, well, can't say we didn't tell you.
Yeah, we warned you. We
wash our hands with that.
You're not allowed to complain now because they're after telling you.
Yeah, all right. Dave, question number one on the girly quiz this week.
Where were you last night?
Who were you with? Okay. Name one negative side effect of continuously getting acrylic or gel nails.
Ah, crap. One negative side effect.
Mm.
See, I have one, but you're not going to like it, and it's you won't accept it, and even though it's a correct answer.
That wouldn't make a lot of sense, so do tell.
Well, just can I get the question one more time?
Name one negative side effect of continuously getting acrylic or gel nails.
It's expensive.
Mm. Yeah, we won't accept that.
Although it is true.
A side effect, acrylic and gel, I'd imagine maybe it's like, I'd imagine it's just like you get a lot of hangnails or something, probably. Or doesn't your like fingernail continue to grow underneath and like it could snap off? You could get like a lot of broken nails easy.
Right.
So, but I don't know. Like it has to be that. That would be the thing that makes sense. That it has to be like hangnails or broken nails. Way easier to break a nail.
Way easier to break a nail.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Is that your final answer?
I think it is my final answer. I feel like I don't want to go to the phone female yet because that's it can only be that. It's not like your finger's going to go frozen or anything like that. So, I mean, I think it's just...
You're right, it's not.
Yeah. I'm going to go with it. I'm going to... Yeah.
Okay. I think we have to accept it because
yes,
one of the side effects are brittle or weakened nails.
Yes.
So we will accept that.
Easier
fair play.
To break
well
nail.
Done. Nice one.
Class. Okay.
All right. Other things there were separation between the nail and the nail bed. Increased risk of infection. Accepted as.
But infection. I should always go with infection. It's always infection.
It pretty much is always a side effect of something. All right, Dave. Are you ready for question number two?
Let's go. That's the first, I think, girly quiz in a while where I haven't gone to the phone female on question one.
Yeah, no, it's a good start. Well done.
Pat yourself on the back, don't you?
Did, yeah.
Question two on the girly quiz, Dave. How many ultrasound scans are standard during pregnancy? So with no random complications, what is the standard number of ultrasound scans a woman would need slash get?
I would say four, but I don't know. I would say four because one, you need one to find out that you are pregnant. Two.
Do you need a scan to determine that, do you?
Well, yeah, you could do a test, I suppose. But yeah, no, they would do a thing. I don't know the answer. I think I'm going to go to Chloe on this one. Although, I don't even know, will Chloe know the answer? And that's not a diss on Chloe, by the way. That's just...
Well,
I
if Chloe's had a child, she might know.
I think it's a difficult question. Good morning, Chloe.
Good morning.
Chloe, I got 30 seconds on the clock. How many scans do you get when you're pregnant?
Our standard.
Yeah, standard.
Oh, God, and I actually just had a baby 2 years ago, so I'm going to say five, I think I got.
Five.
Now, bearing in mind, the question is standard, as in what's offered by the HSE before you want to get any more done.
That's Emma's way of saying you're wrong, Chloe.
Okay, let me count. One second.
You've got about 10.
What do we think?
Three.
Okay, three as standard. Do you know what, Chloe? I unfortunately don't believe you. I'm sorry to do this to you, Chloe.
You don't believe the woman who's had a child?
It's not that I don't believe her. She's just not sure enough. Okay. I'm going to do the unheard of. And I'm going to use another lifeline.
Wow. The disrespect to your phone, a female, is actually maddening.
But Chloe...
you can stay there. You can stay there. Hang on there.
Yeah.
If it's three, I'm going to be very, very sorry.
All right.
Wow.
Entering simplify mode. Unprecedented. David and Chloe, how many ultrasound scans are standard during pregnancy?
Don't say
three. Is it A, four, or B, two? And you can no longer use Chloe.
I was right. I was right. I think it's four. I said four from the start. There's no way they only do two scans, although maybe they do. I said four from the start. Let's go for the guns. I'm going to say it's four.
Final answer.
Every trimester. Go. Are you serious?
Oh my God.
Sorry. Standard.
Standard.
That is what the HSE will offer you. Two free ultrasound scans.
But you know what, Chloe, we were both wrong. Unfortunately for me, I don't win a prize. You do win a prize. You don't deserve it, but you're getting a prize.
You've won that Sculpted by Amy product bundle. Thank you, Chloe.
Thank you.
Thanks, Chloe. For nothing.
Okay.
Where's the hat trick gone?
There's the hat trick gone.
I knew it. It's such a curse. Go on.
Go on.
Let's get it over with.
Dave, question number three in the girly quiz this week. Describe the position you're advised to be in when getting a bikini wax.
Horizontal. I don't know.
We're going to need a bit more than that.
The position to get a bikini wax.
Yeah, you're getting your bikini waxed. Very intimate. What position do you have to be in?
Do you know when you go to a gynecologist and you have to put your feet up on the
stirrups?
Do you know what it's like to go to a gynecologist?
Did you never go?
Have you put your feet up on stirrups?
No, I haven't, to be fair. I've just seen it in, like, Friends.
Yeah.
But, do you know when they put the, I wonder maybe is it that, but I don't know what the position is called. I would say it's that.
Stand up there and show us. Imagine there getting your bits waxed. What way do you think you need to be to get all the hairs out?
Stand up, you say.
Or lie down, whatever you need to do.
I don't know. I'd say it's just lying on a bed. Like, that makes sense. And I've used all of my lifelines.
I know.
What position to get a bikini wax?
Yeah.
Let's say you are lying. You see, you wouldn't ask the question if it was just as simple as lying down. Standing up? I don't know. Maybe it's standing up. Maybe it's like, you know, when you walk in, well, you use wooden, but when you walk into the men's change room, the gym, there's always some fella with his one leg up on the thing and he's cleaning his bits with a towel.
Ah, right.
God, yeah.
It's something I never want to experience.
No, neither do I.
I'm going to say standing up. That's the position. Standing up.
You're going to get standing up.
Ashley, yeah. Can get the final call on this.
Vertical.
Absolutely not.
Knock.
Standing up in any way. The wax would be dripping on the floor.
Imagine the state of the floor.
So is it lying down?
So what they tell you to do, and it's an awful vulnerable position to be in, is take off your lower layers.
Yeah.
You lie flat and then they say... Put your heels together and bring your knees apart.
Make a diamond shape.
Like,
you're
with
not
lying
on a stirrup. But you're very, very exposed.
Dear God.
Very exposed. And then they say, any plans for the weekend? You're like,
honestly, there's so many days where I just think, thank God I'm a guy.
And this is one of them.
Yeah.
Listen, it wasn't really Dave's week this week, but we will be at Blanchetown Centre later today playing the girly quiz with you. So if you're around, see if you can beat Dave's miserable score of one today. Fair play.
It's the girly quiz
with Sculpted by Amy. Let the summer of good skin begin.
How will Dave do? Will he need you?
Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
Get ready for the sound.
Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Fully charged.
Recharged.
Love this?
Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave, and Aisling.